the idea that there is sort of a white sort of collective identity and that you should advance the interest. Well, first of all, it's two zero sum in its thinking. You know, I think that there's nothing logically inconsistent with saying I care about white people the most. And so I think we need anti-aging technology and embryo selection to make whites as smart as possible. Like that, you know, that would be something interesting. But in general, when most people become white identitarians or identitarians of any kind, what they do is they start thinking in zero sum. They start thinking of, okay, we have to maximize our percentage of the population. Is it going to be a socialist government? Is it going to be a capitalist government? Well, whatever. It's just as long as whites have the greatest numbers, you know, we're going to have trade, even if it benefits both sides. If China gets off a little bit better than us, or if Mexico gets off a little bit better than us, then trade is bad. So I think that it's to the degree that it's correlated with this sort of zero sum thinking, I'm against it. If people just prefer whites, you know, in general, but want to make humanity better off and are thinking clearly about how to make humanity better off, you know, I don't necessarily oppose that.
But why does it have to be humanity that's better off? Why can't it just be their subgroup within humanity? Because from an evolutionary perspective, that's what you would expect people to do. You would expect people to, their locus of identity would be in concentric circles around self. They would care, they would be at the center, then it would be their family, then it would be their extended family, then it would be their friends, relations, then it co-ethnics, and so on. So wouldn't you actually expect them to act in such a way as to optimize their genetic interests by optimizing the interests of their own subgroup before humanity as a whole?
Yeah, I don't know if there is, you know, this is sort of gets close to sort of the is ought distinction, but you know, I'm not sure even the is true here. I'm not sure necessarily we have that instinct to any great degree, or if we do have that instinct, that it's, you know, for example, like if people have this, you know, desire to help their own race, or like this, you wouldn't have to convince people of it. Like you don't have to convince people to care about their families or their children's. You need laws against nepotism. People will sacrifice a lot for that, even their local communities. This idea that, like, you know, white Americans will care about, you know, New Zealanders or Ukrainians because they have the same, you know, they look the same and have the same genetic background. I don't know if there's a strong basis for that, if that instinct
exists. There's a number of studies that have shown that, yeah, where you that people operate in terms of genetic similarity and do so down to quite fine-grained levels, even within families, and that the most primitive part of the brain reacts differently when shown a stranger of a different race compared to a stranger of their own race. So yeah, it does seem that we are in some way evolved towards acting in the interests of our ancestral population, race, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah, I mean, about those baby studies, I don't know if it's just, you know, people with babies are used to, right? If you've never seen a black person, maybe it's different. It doesn't mean that you necessarily, as a white baby, are scared of black people. Naturally, it might just be you haven't seen that many black people. All your family, you know, look white. The question, you know, there's studies that you can show. There's also studies that show, like, for example, that, you know, and I've written about some of these, and I've done one of these studies in the foreign policy context, that like white liberals prefer black people, like they'll save more black lives than white lives. So you're going to say that's not human nature?
Are you ready for the future of the West?